Andy Fingato pulls into the zoo at 10 a.m. behind the wheel of a mid-sized green and white truck. He and several zoo workers flip open the back doors and begin unloading the trees, which are still remarkably green and fragrant. Fingato is general manager of Conwell Enterprises in Provincetown, which includes a hardware store, a radio shack, and a lumber yard.
Years ago, I had been visiting the zoo, and I had heard about Ruth and her life before the zoo, and I always wanted to do something nice for her. So when I started working for Conwell, I saw in Europe that they gave Christmas trees to elephants, and I thought, what a neat idea. And so we reached out to the community last year, and we got about 35 or 40 trees last year, and we got quite a bit more this year.
The trees were donated by Outer Cape residents who feel a special affection for Ruth, who's been living at the zoo since 1986. Back in 1984, an elephant named Ruth had walked down Provincetown's Commercial Street as part of one of the town's first carnival parades. She'd been hired by Ron Robin, owner of the Muse restaurant in Provincetown. He heard about the elephant named Ruth at the Buttonwood Park Zoo and wondered if it was just a coincidence.
And he talked to the zoo and found out that Ruth was actually the one that had walked down Commercial Street in 1984. So it's kind of nice that Ruth, who entertained the people of Provincetown and Truro and the Outer Cape, you know, now they get to give something back to her.
For Ruth, who's now 55 years old, the years between that carnival parade and her arrival at the zoo were difficult.
Ruth started out at Benson's Wild Animal Farm.
That's Shara Crook, the zoo's curator. She says Ruth was eventually sold to a private owner.
The guy that had her and sort of traveled around with her to a bunch of different places. And so he made his way down to the Cape. He did a lot of parades, and he didn't really take very good care of her. She was confiscated, and she was at a holding facility, and he actually was able to get in and gain access to her and took her, and was actually transporting her, they believe, up to a farm in New Hampshire, and the trailer that she was in broke down, and the driver just walked away. And she was found by the owner of the business where the trailer was broken down. And so from there, Southwick's, the owner of Southwick's, came in and transported her down to us.
Since then, Ruth's health has slowly improved, despite a recent setback. During the height of the January 3rd blizzard, she briefly escaped from her barn and developed frostbite on the tips of her ears. But she's responded well to antibiotics, and zoo officials are upbeat, especially since her appetite for Christmas trees is as strong as ever. Andy, what is it that the elephants like so much about trees? Why Christmas trees?
For whatever reason, they like them. Even though they're not, it's not indicative to something that they would normally eat. It's kind of like me. I'm not Mexican, but I like Mexican food. So they're herbivores, so they eat them. And Christmas trees have a lot of vitamin C. They eat them. They like to play with them. They throw them up in the air. They'll take them apart. It's pretty neat.
It's a short walk in a steady drizzle over to the elephant enclosure, where Ruth lives with another elephant, Emily.
So let's grab a tree.
Ruth is inside the barn, but Emily, who's outside, slowly ambles over to the fence. Shara Crook passes one of the trees to her.
You want to take that tree? Good girl. Are you going to put it up there? Good girl.
Andy Fingato leans in close, snapping iPhone pictures as the elephant takes the tree in its trunk, lifts it over its head, then starts to munch away, breaking off pieces of the tree one at a time.
That must be a yummy one, huh, Em?
He says that last year he delivered the trees but didn't stick around to watch as they were given to the elephants. Having the chance to see the elephants enjoy the trees is a treat for Fingato, too. For WCAI, I'm Brian Morris in Dartmouth.